We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
It darn sure looks like spring out there with all those blooms.
Yes, it does.
And it almost feels like spring.
Almost.
It's going to be a little cooler this week than last week,
yes.
At least during the work week anyway.
Yeah.
But that's okay because I haven't had time to break out my spring wardrobe, so this is convenient for me.
Okay, well, there is that then.
Yes. All right, so my third grader is beginning to do, you know, reports and stuff.
Yeah.
You have to help them, you know, kind of write them, look over them, whatever. And so one of the rules for his report is, you know, and they're supposed to use the internet as a source, right?
Right.
One of the rules for his report is, you know, what, not all things on the internet, there's a sheet that came out about mm-hmm. how to do the report. Not all things on the internet are true.
No, you're kidding me.
I know that, but yes.
Shocking.
Shocking. And so you can't just use anything as a source, right? So they have lists of things that you can use as a source and lists of things you just like really can't use as a source. So they're learning this in the third grade.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently this was not taught in British intelligence circles.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that, like, maybe I should forward my third grader's report sheet mm-hmm. to Christopher Steele,
yeah,
if anybody has his email.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Maybe the Russians have his email.
Oh, I bet they do. I bet they do. So,
I go colluding again.
Colluding again. Yeah, and it's very convenient. It's a one-page sheet for his report, and it's got a list of things on the internet that are appropriate to use as sources and things that are not. Things that are not appropriate to use as sources from my third grader's report sheet. Comments after articles.
True.
Right? Can't use that.
Yeah, right.
You know, like random stuff people say on the internet, because you know that's always true.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, apparently nobody explained this to Christopher Steele before he wrote the dossier that was used to lie to the FISA court and get a warrant to spy on Carter Page that had two jumps in it. What does that mean? Well, it allowed them to jump like two levels beyond Carter Page, who he knows and then who they know, which means that even Kevin Bacon was spied upon here, right, with this FISA warrant. I mean, it was a way to look to spy on the entire Trump campaign. It's probably still going on today.
So that whole 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing applies?
I bet you he was spied on, too, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because his sister knew somebody in the Trump campaign, right? So anyway, no, I'm just joking. So that we're finally getting these transcripts of these closed-door hearings released, and it turns out that Christopher Steele, the British intelligence agent who put this dossier together, got some of the information in it off something called CNN iReport. That's where they just let random people go on there and basically, you know, write stuff.
Oh, okay.
They don't. Yeah. And a lot of sites have this, like Washington Times has it too, where you can go and you'll look like a columnist, but you're not. And it says right across the top of it, we don't know these people. They're crazy. They're posting to our site. And the idea was to get people to interact with their site, right?
All right.
Please, God, we don't do this here at WORD.
No. Well, I mean, anybody can post something on the Facebook account, but that is Facebook. So.
Yeah. All right. So it's not verified by CNN. It's not written by CNN reporters. It's just written by random people who just need a password and a login to do it. They'll give you one of these, right?
Not you personally, Tara.
I even could get one.
Oh, come on.
Well, at least until they shut me down.
Exactly.
But anyway, so he's asking, you realize that this information that you used in the dossier, you know, was not verified and was just some junk off the internet, Mr. Steele. Quote, he said to Congress, I do not have any particular knowledge of that. When asked, hey, you know how iReport works? Like, it's not verified and anybody can just post stuff to it, 15-year-old in his pajamas if he wants. No, I had no idea. When he was pressed further, quote, do you understand that CNN iReports are or were nothing more than random individuals' assertions on the internet? Steele replied, no. I obviously presume that if it was on a CNN site, it may have some kind of CNN status, albeit that may be an independent person posting on the site. When asked about Steele's methodology, you know, putting together a dossier that was used to get a warrant to spy on a party's presidential nominee. When you asked about his methodology, Steele described it as what we could call an open source search, which, again, is not allowed in my third grader's class for his report. When you go into the internet, this is Steele, where you go into the internet and you access material that is available on the internet that is of relevance or reference to the issue at hand or the person under consideration.
Gosh, which may have absolutely nothing to do with the truth.
It probably doesn't. It's the internet. What the heck? Steele was hired by opposition research firm Fusion GPS to investigate then-candidate Donald Trump. Fusion GPS was receiving funds at the time from the Clinton campaign and the DNC through Perkins Coie Law Firm. And, of course, as we know, that dossier was later used to get the FISA warrant to spy on Trump's campaign.
And I will still say what no one else is going to say. The Obama administration was spying on the political opposition during during the campaign.
Happening. That's all it was. And, you know, this is a very complicated way to explain that, but you're right. Now, put this together with what we learned last week. I mean, we've had so many explosive things that we have learned about this. I mean, the whole mask was ripped off this whole thing over the last 3 months, especially the last week. So now we know Lisa Page, top lawyer at the FBI that worked on the Russia investigation, has admitted that the Russia investigation itself was the insurance policy. The insurance policy, as we know from her tweet to her lover, Peter Strzok, also a top lawyer at the FBI. We know that the insurance policy was to take Trump out in case he won. And we know that according to her testimony, they had very little evidence at all. You put that all together. Basically, they went online, found some stuff that sounded bad about Trump, slapped it in a report, used it to get a warrant to spy on one of the two parties' presidential nominees. That's insane.
Yeah, but you know now that Adam Schiff is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee now has just all kinds of documentable evidence of collusion for president.
Secret documentable evidence. Well, I wonder if he got it off CNN iReport.
Could be. Maybe
because,
that's where he
you know,
got it.
What's crazy is that the FBI and the FISA court will accept this stuff, but my son's third grade teacher will not for a report. They have to document what their sources are. So good enough for CNN. I'm sorry, good enough for FISA court. Good enough for FBI. Good enough for DOJ. Not good enough for my son's third grade teacher. Just so we're all clear.
Which apparently has more journalistic credibility than the aforementioned sources.
Right. So meanwhile, you put that together with this. This to me was such a bombshell. It was so terrifying last week. This headline, which got almost no coverage. The Federalist did it. Bruce Orr's testimony also came out last week. You know, Bruce Orr is a high-ranking official at the Department of Injustice. And he admitted that that the same folks, Glenn Simpson, you know, Fusion GPS, that gave us the fake dossier based off stuff somebody said on the internet that my son's third grade teacher wouldn't accept, that they also fed some stuff just like that to the FBI because they wanted an NRA investigation. This is Glenn Simpson and the DNC because they just didn't like the NRA.
Right.
So we're now at the point where the FBI is functioning exactly as it does, exactly as intel agencies do in totalitarian regimes, which is as an arm of the party. Not as an agency to keep the country safe or, you know, enhance our national security, serve the people. No, they're serving the party. And so all you have to do now is, have the Democrats not like you, say something that makes them mad, and they can, you know, dog whistle their buds at the FBI to go after you based on absolutely nothing. No wonder the folks in Congress are terrified. I mean, heck, no wonder. All right, coming up, MS-13, off the chain. I mean, like, really off the chain. Just doing God's work with machetes and a lot of bloodshed. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. It's the hottest conversation in the morning in all of Greenville, and you can get in on it by texting your thoughts to 713-07. Texter writes, the Obama administration was spying on all Americans via Verizon. They were doing it via Verizon in several other ways, too, which we now know thanks to Edward Snowden. He looks more and more like a hero every day. All right, tragedy in New Zealand. That's how we ended our week last week, right? With the Christchurch massacre, which now has a death toll of 50. Peaceful people attending service at their mosque, gunned down by a lunatic. We'll get into this in a few minutes, who he was, what he believed. The stuff the media is reporting and the stuff they leave out. And it's the stuff they leave out. That's the most important, because that's how they shape your world. If you get nothing else from this show, one of the themes you'll hear here every day, and welcome if you're new, is how your world is manipulated by not just by the fake news, but by the leaving out of facts, by the focusing with a laser with a laser lens on one thing to the exclusion of other things that in many cases are bigger stories. And this is how they manipulate your world. This is how they attempt to manipulate what we talk about on this show every day. And everybody follows along debating whatever it is that the media is talking about. When stuff that should be covered, often the biggest story every day on the show that we talk about has barely been mentioned in the mainstream media. This is how they manipulate your world. So we're going to do a bit of forensic journalism this morning to attempt to straighten stuff out and get some perspective, put stuff in perspective.
When there's been an injustice, an omission, an untruth, there is Terra Servatius. Forensic journalist.
And no apologies for the gratuitous gunfire there. Love the sound of gunfire in the morning with a little bit of coffee. Here we go. A terrible tragedy in Christchurch, which of course we condemn in the strongest terms. Peaceful people just attending service to worship their creator. At Christchurch, gunned down tragically. But the level of coverage it got. And that was because, of course, the connection to Trump and the shooter saying, he admired Trump and all that sort of stuff. There were some other things they didn't tell you about the shooter. We'll get into those later on in the program. Here's what wasn't covered. So this is being attributed to, it's just Trump. It's the hatred. It's, and the Huffington Post. Oh, look, see, there's people in the Republican Party like Representative Steve King, and they share the same anti-immigrant segment, sentiments, and they've criticized the immigration levels, and we can't even debate that anymore. People get killed. See, look what's happening here. All right, well, if it's tragic that peaceful members of an organized religion are massacred purely for that membership in an organized religion and the worship in their own style of their creator, then it ought to be equally tragic when people of all religions are massacred for that reason, should it not? But somehow it is not at all tragic that Muslim militants have murdered 120 Christians in the last 3 weeks in Nigeria. So we're up to a death toll in New Zealand. Now, don't misunderstand. I'm not justifying or whatever. I'm just showing you. Look at the level of coverage that New Zealand got. Why? Guns were used. It's useful to try to take the guns. Can't rule the world if the people you're trying to rule have a lot of guns. And it's useful against Trump. Why is it not just as tragic when Muslim militants slaughter 120 people in the last 3 weeks, more than twice the number slaughtered at Christchurch? I mean, if you're going to cover this honestly around the world, you're going to have to cover it the way it should be covered in history books going back 1,400 years. There is an ongoing slaughter. And it's amazing that it rolls even into modern times between Christians and Muslims, and it mostly goes one way. There are not Christians massacring Muslims all over the world. You won't see that. You won't see the coffins. You won't see the bodies. There was a lunatic in Christchurch who went on a shooting spree. Lunatics do that. It's terrible. It's tragic. They do it for all kinds of crazy reasons that don't make a lot of sense. But to pull this one murder out and treat it this way, when 120 Christians were murdered purely for their religion in the last 3 weeks, and yet, according to Forbes, Sky News, BBC World, CNN, CNBC, and Al Jazeera did not report a single story about the terrible events in Nigeria. Not one. Didn't even merit a mention. They were shot and hacked to death with machetes. See how they manipulate your world? This is manipulation. That's what this is. That's what this is. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Now, oddly, I mean, the media could have used the Nigeria attacks to advance their gun control line, but they chose not to. Interesting. They chose not to mention it at all. This has been ongoing, by the way. I mean, if we really want to get into this, we can take a look at Syria if you want to, where the very Muslim jihadist groups we armed and funded, the Pentagon, the CIA armed, trained, and funded, put 15,000 Christians in mass graves. Heard anything about that? If you dig for it, there are international news reports. Did that make the news here? Mm-mm. No, not really. Should have. It was a scandal. Those were groups fighting alongside ISIS. They butchered Christians and Shia Muslims, too. They were Sunni Muslims. Put them in mass graves. Mainly Christians, though. Did anybody care? 15,000. And we helped arm, train, and fund them. I mean, we have blood on our hands under the Obama administration, not Trump. You think that'd be big news? I would think it would be big news, but it's not news. Nobody cares. It was news to me. I treated it as it should have been treated. But do you see how they manipulate your world? So now they've got us talking about New Zealand. We're debating New Zealand. Is it Chelsea Clinton's debating New Zealand? Everybody's talking about New Zealand. Why aren't we talking about Nigeria? Christians are being butchered all over the globe by Muslims on a daily basis, simply for being Christians. It's not news. It's not news. So while the New Zealand massacre certainly should have been news, they weren't wrong to cover it. It's what they ignored that keeps the whole thing from perspective. That's what we provide here, perspective. Texter writes, hey, Tara, all that doesn't matter. It doesn't fit their agenda. Exactly. Another texter writes, don't want to make Muslims look bad. Doesn't fit the agenda. Yeah, welcome to your week, and good morning. Oh, boy. Did you see this? Do you remember when Mama June, you know Mama June, remember she lost all that weight? She looked great, didn't she? Yeah, she did all those articles about her diet secrets. Apparently, there may have been one diet secret she kept a little secret. She just got busted for crack. She was an American reality television sensation to the pedophilia charges. Anyway, so she's now just another day in America, folks. Meanwhile, I got to tell you what. We are seeing more and more evidence, instances of illegal alien privilege. But this, holy cow, this. Did you see what happened in North Carolina? Jamar Beach was driving in North Carolina. Just driving along like any American would. When he was hit by a van driven by illegal alien Neri Damian Cruz Carmano in a hit and run. Cruz Carmano drove away with Jamar Beach's beheaded body stuck in his van. I guess he didn't notice it there. I'm going to let you just process that for a minute. Cruz Carmano drove away with Beach's beheaded body stuck in his van. Wow. And he's an illegal immigrant? Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, you'd think he'd be in trouble for that. What's that worth in America now? Not much. 14-month prison sentence. Hit and run, mind you. 14-month prison sentence. And now the family of Jamar Beach is fighting alone because nobody ever wants to have anything to do with you when you're challenging the rights of an illegal immigrant to be here, behead somebody and drive away. Behead somebody with their car, I should say, and drive away. The family of Jamar Beach is vowing to push deportation after Cruz Carmano's 14-month sentence is up. Jamar Beach's family held up his photo during the sentencing of the illegal alien. This is in Raleigh, which is not a sanctuary city. The family of a Raleigh man killed in a crash in September said he wouldn't be dead if the man who hit him had not illegally entered the country. This is a very hard concept for the left to understand. They'll tell you, well, you know, he was beheaded and the illegal did drive away. But, you know, I mean, other people who are Americans kill people, too. Well, it's true. But an American did not kill Jamar Beach. There's no American who beheaded Jamar Beach with his car. That was done by an illegal immigrant. And Jamar Beach would still have his head if the illegal immigrant had not been in the country. But this, the left has a very hard time understanding this concept. The man who hit Jamar Beach pleaded guilty Friday to hit and run, causing death. It was the only criminal charge prosecutors said they could defend in court because he ran off, so they didn't get him on the DUI. The judge in the case handed down the maximum sentence of 20 to 33 months in prison, but Beach's family said it's just not enough. Oh, he didn't have a license. Investigators said they could not gather enough information to charge Neri Damian Cruz Camano, who entered the country illegally from Mexico while driving, while impaired, or causing the accident. They believe he did both, but he drove away. So apparently that's the tact you should take in North Carolina if you're an illegal immigrant. Here's from the family. He gets to go home with his two children. He goes home to his wife. My grandson doesn't have a father. Beach's son is just 2 years old. So, yeah. Illegal immigrant privilege, which apparently trumps African-American privilege now. That family is black. So, I mean, when you know, in the epic clash of Democrat grievance groups, illegal immigrants always come out on the top. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Okay, meanwhile, the Democrats and some Republicans going full bore on President Trump. You know what is amazing to me? Obama had far more emergency declarations than Trump has. And yet nobody cares. I mean, if Obama could declare an emergency, isn't that a danger to the Constitution? It wasn't to Republicans, but now it is. Got to stop that wall no matter what. And now you've got Democrats and some Republicans trying to get the list of Pentagon projects that would have to be canceled to find the money for Trump's wall. But Democrats want to see if Republicans, if they could see what Pentagon projects have to be canceled to find money for Trump's wall, why they would want to have MS-13 here and no wall between us and them. They would want to have the cartels here and no wall between us and them. So they're trying to get the list of stuff that the Trump administration wants to cancel. Well, I mean, what greater national security priority could we have than our borders? I ask you, in light of this, this is from the Florida Sun Sentinel. It's a Florida newspaper. Headline, 5 of the 6 most violent cities in the world are in Mexico. Let me repeat that. 5 of the 6 most violent cities in the world are in Mexico. Tijuana was the most violent city in the world in 2018, according to a new report by Mexican nonprofit group that ranks cities based on their homicide rates. Listen, we have our own State Department has given the same rating for travel to Mexico as it does to Syria. It's parts of Mexico. Among the deadliest places on earth. And we think we can just have an open border with Mexico. It'll be okay. It's not going to change our way of life. It's not like we're going to have open air executions on the New York subway. Oh, wait, we already did that. I mean, it's not like that will happen. I mean, it's not like we're going to have MS-13 coming in here and using the same tactics they use in their own countries. Which is, please don't touch us because we'll just kill their whole family when they're off duty. Oh, wait. They're already threatening to do that. The NYPD had to put out a warning to officers. You just keep it on the down low so you don't get executed by MS-13. Where do we live? El Salvador or New York? The 3rd and 4th most violent cities on Earth were in 2 of Mexico's northern border states, Ciudad Victoria and the state of Tamaulipas or whatever, and Ciudad Juarez in Chihuahua. Folks, if you were going to build your dream home, the home of which you'd always dreamed, would you put it, I mean, you've seen the murder rate in Chicago. Would you go find the most violent spot in Chicago, build your home, and include no locks? Would you do that? Heck, no locks and no doors? Would that make any sense? That's what our political class is asking us to do as a country on our southern border. And they're opposing Trump for trying to do something about it.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Things that make you go, hmm. You ever been somewhere doing something or something? Maybe you want to take a picture or whatever. And somebody says, here, use my phone. You got to think about this before you take the phone being offered to you. New study, 57% of people sometimes use their phone on the toilet. Because you got to stay in touch. Can't be off the grid. 57%. Oh. And the majority of them don't wipe it down after. And in many cases, at all. It's way more popular with young people, though. 86% of men and 84% of women under 30 said they always, or said they use their phone on the toilet, at least sometimes. Men, who we all know are bad, just for being men, men were almost twice as likely as women to say they use their phone every time they go to the bathroom. Study was by YouGov, so... Here, you can use my phone. No thanks. That's okay. You just keep that. Oh, if you're looking for some cheap coffee, here's an idea. Burger King. Wait, what? I've never tried Burger King's coffee. Is it any good? I don't even think of bread. Like, Burger King and coffee are not synonymous in my mind for some reason. But anyway. Burger King has launched a new subscription service where you can get one small cup of coffee a day for $5 a month. So it's a coffee subscription service. You look at, you know, a small coffee usually costs, what, a buck? A little more than a buck? So maybe if you use it at least five times a month, it should be worth it. If you did it every day, you'd be paying only 17 cents a cup, so that's pretty good. And if you're like me and, you know, you walk out of there with 15 sweet and low packets and, you know, 5 to 7... of the half and halves, because that's what I mean. And I, by the way, I'm not stealing it. I put it all in my coffee. I have to have my coffee sweet. I can't get it down. To me, it's just a nasty tasting caffeine delivery device that I have to sort of, you know, fix before I can drink it. But that's just me. They would lose a ton of money on me. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. All right. There's an epidemic in the UK. You know, in London, at one point last year, they had a higher murder rate than in New York City. Higher murder rate. So that's, you know, per however many people, right? So you can, doesn't matter the size difference, you can compare the two cities. Higher murder rate than New York City, which was remarkable. I don't know if they still do, but they did for a while. Which was remarkable, given that guns are legal in New York and they're not in London or anywhere in the UK for regular average people to carry around. And what was happening was they were using knives and just butchering each other, as, you know, human beings have done since the time of Cain and Abel. Having guns is not something that suddenly caused that. It's how the Bible largely began, with a slaughter. It's a human condition. And humans will use whatever it takes to do the slaughter, unfortunately. Well, a member of parliament in the UK, Scott Mason, has proposed a solution, you want to hear it, to the knife crime. This is a knife crime epidemic. Everybody's stabbing everybody. You want to hear it? Every knife, sold in the UK should have a GPS tracker fitted in the handle. It's time, he said. This is not a joke. He's not joking. It's time we had a national database like we do with guns. If you're carrying it around, you had better have a bloody good explanation. Obvious exemptions for fishing, etc. So you cannot be carrying your knife around. Okay, how many knives are currently in the UK? Well, there are roughly 27.2 million households in the UK. So maybe you can serve and say, what, every household has 4 kitchen knives, which is about like, what, a dozen less than I have. That's more than 108 million knives just in the kitchen. But I'm sure they can make it work. Anyway, some of the responses to this online on Twitter are hilarious. Like this one. False alarm in Leamington Spa. It's back in the cutlery drawer. Or this one. There's been a stabbing. Quick, get me the GPS tracking for every knife in a 3-mile radius. Okay, it says there are 120,000 of them, mostly in kitchens. Bullocks. Thought we had them then. Could ask those young ladies with the machete. Nah, they've got a mackerel. Been fishing. Knife crime GPS trackers. We're going to take the knives. All right, sure, that'll work. That will totally work. By the way, you know, when I ended up doing this report on crime, it was a news article I did in Charlotte, and I went back and looked at the archives from, like, the late 1800s, when a lot of people could not afford guns. They cost about a month's earnings, equivalent. Today, they're much cheaper. You know what they were stabbing each other with? Axes and forks. Nothing like a fork in the eye. Then they would fork people in the eye. I mean, so they're going to have to take the forks, too. I mean, just look at history. They'll have to take the forks before long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.